You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio the executive director of the Ecumenical Ministries, Miss Sally Dean.
Hey,
good morning,
Lori.
Sally.
Thanks for having me here. I always enjoy talking about chili.
Thank you. I enjoy eating it.
Do you?
And emceeing the event.
You and Mark are emceeing again. You're up there on the stage, and you help provide some information to the crowds as well as help pass out the prizes. They're going to be Tom Jones Pottery again this year. He's been with us from the very beginning.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
What a wonderful event. This is the 22nd annual Ecumenical Ministries Chili for Charity Cook-Off, February 25th. Give us all the details.
It'll again be at Halstead Amphitheater. That venue has been working out just great. We really enjoy that amphitheater.
I like that because the band is outside with us.
Right.
Instead of clustered into the
inside,
in a different building.
Yeah, like it used to be in the barn.
Love Oak Harlow, but this layout.
This
seems
is just
to work.
a different way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We've really enjoyed it. This will be the third year out there. Of course, Blind Dog Mike and the Howlers will be there again. He has been there from the very beginning. We do have a special guest that will be singing on stage as well. We're working on that. We will have Dr. G, the Balloon Man. He wasn't there last year, and the kids were a little disappointed, but he will be again this year. We'll have the Mechanical Bull, and the Gulf Coast Zoo is bringing out some animals. Not sure which ones they are this year. Last year they brought a couple, and the lemur didn't behave, so he had to go back into the truck.
That's funny. Seems like we had a pet adoption too. Is there humane?
We did have a pet adoption. Yeah, I'm still working on some of things. I have a few surprises. Hopefully, I'm working on them. I can't announce those yet, but hopefully they pan out and we're able to do it. We'll have anywhere between 20 and 30 teams. If you've ever thought about having a team for Chili for Charity, this is the year. It is a great way to showcase your business, your organization. It's a great team building thing for your employees or for your volunteers, and they really do have a lot of fun. We've got a lot of teams that have been there from the very beginning because they really enjoy it, like Sunset Rotary, Point Clear Rotary, some of the churches. They've been out there every year because they have so much fun.
Mm-hmm. It is fun, and like you said, a good camaraderie building event. And it's very inexpensive. I think I was reading, depending on your size of your group, between $40 and $75 to register.
Yeah, if you're just a family and you want to do a team, we do that for $40. If you are a organization or a church or something, it's $75. But actually, you get 6 admission tickets, and they're $12.50 each. So you really aren't paying anything for your space.
Right, right. But you bring all your supplies, your chili already made?
You bring your chili made. This is not a sanctioned chili event. This is you make it, you bring it, you keep it warm.
Okay.
And it's a fun event. It's not, you know, we're not out there with the chili world. So you bring it and you serve it. We provide you with the cups and the spoons and that sort of thing. We have 3 places for best chili. We have 3 prize levels for best booth. And you know how much fun people have with the booth decorating.
Oh yes,
contest.
They can get so clever. I had a girl selling an entire kitchen decor collection of Red Hot Chili Pepper stuff.
Uh-huh.
I was like, somebody needs this for the chili cook-off.
Yes, yes.
I mean, she even had a chili toaster, a chili candlesticks, anything
right.
You could imagine.
It was chili. Last year, we had Jubilee Shores, a Methodist church that did a Scooby-Doo theme, and that was really precious.
They even dressed up like all the characters.
I think they won best booth.
They should have, yeah.
So then we also have an apron decorating contest. We only have 1 level there, and then we have a people's choice in which people vote with their dollars.
Now, do you provide the aprons, or do they buy
the
aprons?
Yes, we give them 3 aprons when they sign up, and they can decorate them any way they
okay.
want.
Okay, I've seen lots of creativity with that.
Yes, yeah. That's what makes it fun, that everybody kind of does their own thing. And so, you know, it's an event that we look forward to. It brings in the money necessary to help us with our social service programs. Those programs are like emergency aid, home repair, Meals on Wheels, food pantry. That is just a way for us to be out of the community but also raise funds for our programs.
And this is February 25th, Coastal Alabama Community College in Fairhope at the Amphitheater Green Space. 11:30 again, right?
11:30 to 2. You can buy tickets online at eventbrite.com. They're $12.50 in advance. They'll be $15 at the door.
I'm so impressed that you've kept that ticket price
well,
for
we
so
want
long.
It to be a family event. Mm-hmm. Children 12 and under are free.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah, it just, and that's why we try and have things for the children, because a lot of children are not really into chili. So we do have hot dogs there to buy. We have sodas. We have a great homemade bake sale.
Yeah, when you try to find Mark and I to get up on stage, I'm like, where's Mark? Let me go look at the bake sale. There he is.
Yes, yes. We have a lot of great baked goods that come from a lot of people in the community. And we always sell out with that. You know, people come and they buy five or six things, or they buy a whole cake or whatever. So we also have T-shirts. The T-shirts are going to be $10 this year. We have them in the larger sizes, which is great. So we'll have those out there as well.
Oh, good. I don't remember T-shirts in the past. Is that
they new? Were out there last okay. year. We sold most of our smaller sizes, so now we have a lot of larger sizes.
Good.
So,
okay.
Yeah, they'll be out there for $10 a piece.
How nice. And delve a little bit more into what Ecumenical Ministries does. Most of us know Emmy's Thrift Store.
Right.
On
right.
Fairhope Avenue, next to the hardware store, kind of across from the post office. But there's a building expansion there. Tell us about that and then a little bit more about your services.
Yes. First, the services that we perform. We have an emergency aid. We've been in the community for 50 years. The emergency aid program provides utility assistance, rent, transportation, medical. Whenever a family's in crisis, they give us a call and we see what we can do to help. Right now, there's been a lot of rent crises with the rent going up. So we've been seeing a lot of people in that way.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a home repair program. We do extensive home repair. That program is called Repair Baldwin. Its goal is to save a home. In fact, in the last 3 months, we have did two complete roof replacements here in the Fairhope area. So we do that all over Baldwin County. Our Meals on Wheels program, it provides a hot meal to seniors 5 days a week. That is right now, temporarily, we are a church is hosting us with that. As we move into why we have a new building out there, eventually we are going to expand the thrift store. Emmy's is doing very well, but it's crowded. You're in there a lot. You know how crowded
I'm
that store is.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to expand the thrift store, our administrative offices are in the part of the building that is not the thrift store. So in order to do that, we're building that extra building, that new building, up on that piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
The administrative staff will move over there, and then the thrift store will expand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's a major project. We got started with a grant from Fairhope Single Tax that got us started, and we matched that grant, so we started building. Been a little slow. Building is a little slow these days, but it's moving forward. I'm hoping that probably by next year, this time, maybe we will be in an expanded thrift store. So that's where we're at.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
So the services that you provide are, what does someone call and make an appointment, and then you, based on their income and their needs and their situation?
Right, right. They call the office. We do a lot of it online. That was developed through the year of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're calling and you are in a tight situation because of a medical emergency or any type of emergency that has set you behind, you can call us and we will get you a form out that you can fill it out, and we can, you know, see what we can do to help. We have a food pantry that is stocked by the churches here in the community. So we're just kind of there in case a family gets into a crisis situation, they need a little bit of help.
Right. And then the Meals on Wheels, how does one apply for that? We may have people very interested in that.
You call the office, and we will get you in touch with the Meals on Wheels director. There is the cost of meals is $5 a meal. And it is, so it's not an income-based program, it is a need-based program. So we have a lot of people that will call and say, you know, I don't think my dad's eating very well, can I put him on Meals on Wheels? That way, somebody is checking with him, you know, at least during the week, five mm-hmm. days a week, checking on him, see how he's doing. So that's where a lot of our Meals on Wheels comes from. Family out of town that calls us up and said, we really need somebody to be bringing meals to our parents because they're just not eating well. So that's $5 a meal, unless we do have some subsidizing of that program if people are put on it and they really need it because of home health and they don't have the resources to afford it. Okay. I do have people that actually donate to the ministry in order to subsidize Meals on Wheels.
How lovely. That's so nice.
Very nice.
Speaking of donating, I know that Ecumenical Ministries operates with the help of a lot of volunteers that donate their time.
Yes, yes, especially the thrift store. The thrift store would not run without the dedicated volunteers that we've had in there, and a lot of those volunteers have been there a long time. And also, really, Meals on Wheels. We have Meals on Wheels drivers that have been there 20 years.
Wow.
They really enjoy the way that they get out into the community. They get to know the people that they deliver the meals to. And so that's a program actually that is always in need of people to sign up to be drivers. She may have all her routes full, but she needs as many substitutes as she can get because there are times of the year, especially in the summertime, when some of our drivers travel, and so we need to get a mm-hmm. substitute in there to drive them. We do the Eastern Shore. We have five routes in Fairhope. We have two in Daphne and one in Spanish Fort.
That's so impressive. And is it a lunchtime type?
It's a lunchtime
thing?
Meal.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And a lot of times there's enough meal there. Since we are fixing them ourselves now, there's enough food there that sometimes they can they can get two meals out of it. So
for $5.
For $5.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And it's delivered. It's delivered to people that can't get out and about and are not able to cook for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what a blessing. Ecumenical Ministries, you have offices in Fairhope and in Foley.
Yep, we do.
Where are they?
Foley, Fairhope is 564 Fairhope Avenue, right next to the thrift store, across from the post office. And in Foley, it's on Spruce Street, 102 Spruce Street, I think it is. So a little bit smaller office, but they do a lot of emergency aid in Foley. They have a Meals on Wheels program there as well. So it's just, you know, Ecumenical's been around a little over 50 years. You remember our 50th anniversary was now 3 years ago. So we've been around a long time.
I enjoyed that banquet. And,
yes.
And was wondering while we were talking if you were having another event like that anytime soon. Because just briefly, tell us the history. It was started by some individuals and churches, right?
It was started, really came out of St. James, Trinity Presbyterian, Fairhope United Methodist, St. Lawrence Catholic Church. These people out of that churches wanted to provide services and wanted to have a kind of a general place where people could go so that they didn't have to go to church to seek help. And so it was in different places throughout Fairhope, and then eventually they purchased that property on Fairhope Avenue, and it's been there, I think, probably close to 30 years, way before my time mm-hmm. With Ecumenical. And it's great that they had the offices there, and then they had bought the building as well to have a thrift store, which you know, has been a very big benefit to the ministry. The thrift store brings in much needed funding in a fun way. And it's a true community thrift store. Everything that is sold through that thrift store goes back in the community. A lot of it goes back into our home repair program. It's putting roofs on houses. It's replumbing homes. It's building ramps. And, you know, it's just a great place to recycle.
Yes. I probably have something on from there.
Yeah.
Maybe the blouse or the necklace. I'm not sure, but I probably am wearing
something
from
Emmy's.
Emmy's Thrift Store.
Yes.
And speaking of that, you accept donations.
Yes, we do. We accept donations Monday through Friday from 9 to 3 in the warehouse behind the store, behind the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And we also will pick up if you have good usable furniture or appliances.
I remember I bought a sofa, and they picked up my older sofa, and
yes.
I bought a newer sofa,
yeah.
or a different sofa.
Yeah. So, and we're excited about the expansion of the store, because we will have more room for furniture. Right now, we're pretty limited as to how much furniture
mm-hmm.
we can put on.
But you have clothing and jewelry.
We have lots of clothing. We have lots of nice clothing, as
home
you know.
Decor. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Being in Fairhope does have its advantages
yes,
in the type
does.
Of donations that you get. We have wonderful jewelry that comes in. We have great household items. It's just a neat little store.
It is indeed. I can't wait for it to expand.
Yes.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Lori.
Sally Dean, Executive Director of Ecumenical Ministries. BaldwinEMI.org.
Yes.
BaldwinEMI.org, or just Google Ecumenical Ministries. Or if you, some folks rather pick up the phone.
Just give us a call. 928-3430. If you want to have a team, we'd love to hear from you. So just give us a call.
928-3430. We got to
right.
get those chili teams
we
together.
We need those chili teams.
The chili cook-off on February 25th. We're giving away a pair every Friday in Swap Shop.
Okay, great.
For birthdays and anniversaries. So
right.
thank you for,
you're
for
welcome.
Bringing those tickets to us. All right. Thank you, Sally.
Thanks, Lori.
All right. We hope everybody will enjoy the Chili for Charity cook-off sponsored by Ecumenical Ministries.